This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, various influencers are, you know, under fire right now for promoting their Alabuga Start program.
And according to the Business and Human Rights Resource Center, in October 2024, the Associated Press reported that women from the continent, from Africa, largely Central and East African countries, were recruited via social media to work in a factory in Russia, assembling drones to be launched in Ukraine. So we're talking today about finding an international job online, how you go about verifying that, and holding influencers accountable for the information they share on social media. We're talking to social media legal consultant Lerato Ntwambe. Lerato, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Paul?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Lerato, I mean, first of all, how do we hold influencers accountable enough for the things they share on their pages for the sake of brand collaboration, from skincare to job opportunities like this particular one? And when something goes wrong and influencers come and say, "We are sorry, we didn't know," you know, how do we hold influencers accountable?
Sure. So, I mean, there's the Advertising Regulatory Board code, for a code of advertising practice, which does require, you know, influencers to disclose paid posts to ensure that, influencers maintain ethical marketing practices, which includes, you know, honest representation. And unfortunately, it sometimes boils down to a contract between the brand and the influencer. And, you know, because it's still not really a regulated industry, a lot of influencers find themselves sometimes taking deals that, you know, are dodgy. And because there's no contractual, obligation in place, it makes it very difficult for them sometimes to even enforce their rights or to avoid liability.
And about this particular opportunity, what do we know so far about this Alabuga program, which is said to be under investigation?
Sure. I went on a rabbit hole, you know, looking this program up, and some of the findings are really, really scary. And essentially, it's a program that presents itself as a once-in-a-life opportunity for young African women. And I think what's triggering for me is the fact that it's for African women between the ages of 18 and 22. So still a very impressionable bunch, but it's targeted at countries with very high unemployment rates, very high poverty rates as well, and it's marketed as a chance to escape this targeted poverty and to gain technical skills. And how they presented it is that they offer a range of specialities. So there's service and hospitality, there's production operations, there's logistics, there's tiling works, and all of these things. And obviously they are offering money, but you know, recent reports have actually, reported that, the conditions are actually grueling conditions. These girls or these young women are actually, working in drone factories with very low wages, limited worker protections. And essentially, these women are, alleged to be walking into an exploitative system with very little insight, because what their website looks like compared to what the conditions look like from the people who've investigated and some of the people who've spoken up and obviously kept their identities anonymous. It's very scary what's happening there. And apparently it's alleged that, the drone making and the weapon making is in Russia's efforts to actually, win the Ukraine-Russia war. And it's so interesting because 10 hours ago, the Russian embassy in South Africa actually wrote a statement on their Facebook page that they have no knowledge or have any information about this program. So that is a very red flag.
That is scary. That is scary, Lerato. The fact Okay.
South Africa is South Africa is part of BRICS. So, DERCO, should have some information about this. The Department of Labor should have information about this program, because essentially that is one of the essence of the whole BRICS program is about. So the fact that DERCA does not have information about this, the fact that the Department of Labor has no information about this, and now the Russian embassy in South Africa has, made a press release about having no knowledge to this program. Those are red flags, and it's something that people really should consider. And the fact that the criteria is only targeting young girls, there's no opportunities for young men. Obviously, having done the research, I saw that, Russia, they have a decline in the workforce because the people there are becoming very old and it's mostly men. But it's very, very dodgy that it's targeting a specific age group of young women.
Imagine you are there, you are just an influencer. Next thing, the whole country's involved. Anyway, say I'm an influencer and I've been paid big money to travel and share information about a program. Mm-hmm. And a few days later, boom, the program is facing a scandal. How would you advise that I handle such a situation from my side?
It depends on the contractual obligations I've mentioned between the brand deal and the influencer. But I think I would advise that you obviously take caution before you enter into bed with some of these brand deals and some of the agencies. But in a situation like that, I would advise you to obviously delete the post. You obviously have to, apologize to your followers and hope that there's no legal or reputational impact for your brand. But the chances of that happening are very slim, And so it's very important to mitigate any legal risks that can impact your credibility and your reputation as an influencer, because essentially people buy what you say. And I think this is just a wake-up call for people to really, really, follow influencers and to follow public figures with a pinch of salt. Just because an influencer has a million followers or a lot of followers doesn't necessarily make them an expert in some of the things that they talk about. So stop following people blindly and interrogate everything. Verify. It's so important. Do not only rely solely on social media promotions. Make sure that you cross-check and get a second opinion from trusted sources. I mean, I just did this research last night, and what I found was just very scary.
No, thank you so much, Lerato. And I think with the information and the advice that you gave there about how people should try to verify information, I hope that we apply that, in our lives. And I appreciate your time, Lerato. That's a social media legal consultant, Lerato Ntombe.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.